What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Monday, June 23rd, 2025. It is the day after a huge parade for the second consecutive year. Hundreds of thousands of Florida Panthers fans gathered yesterday to celebrate the two-time champions, the repeat champions of the National Hockey League. It was incredible. I was watching it on television. I did not go to Fort Lauderdale, as I was explaining previously. If you had the opportunity, like I did, and I'm very thankful for it, to be at the game where they hoisted that Stanley Cup, that was one heck of a celebration. It was great to see last year. I got to see it again this year. This year, I took it from the media perspective. Last year, it was the fan perspective. So this year, I went onto the ice. The cup is right there. All the players are right there. So to me, going to the game, that was my parade. That was my parade last year. That was my parade this year. There's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Florida Panthers fans. There's only about 19 to 20,000 seats inside the Emirates Bank Arena. So only so many people could see the Panthers raise the Stanley Cup. Everyone else, your opportunity to hang out with the players and to be there and celebrate, that's at the parade. And by watching it on television yesterday, I was able to get that feeling yet again for the second consecutive year of how loved this Florida Panthers team is. The fans love them and they love the fans. You always hear that. You hear players say, no matter what city they're playing in, oh, we have the best fans. We love our fans. We couldn't do it without you. Florida Panthers fans, and maybe I'm sounding like somebody else in another city with whatever sport they're all about, whether it's football, baseball, hockey, basketball, I don't know. So maybe I'm sounding like another host right now, but I truly feel that Florida Panthers fans are so special and so connected with this team. Some people from all the way back in 1993, like myself, had season tickets at the Miami Arena and went through all of those years, way too many years of the team failing, but that's long gone. So maybe I am feeling connected to them because I've been a fan for so long. Like Dolphins fans, once the Dolphins win the Super Bowl, I pause there because you guys can't hear my words over laughter. So I had to wait for you guys to finish laughing like really loud. I would have wasted my words that I've got. So now hopefully you've toned it down a little bit. Can you believe what Slater just said? You know, when the Dolphins win the Super Bowl. But Dolphins fans right now, you have that connection with the team where when they finally win, I don't know when that will be, but when, not if, when they finally win, you'll be so connected to them. The thing is, the Florida Panthers, as an organization and all their players, the way they have celebrated this cup, the way they've gone out to just local places, bars, clubs, restaurants, the way they hang out with the fans, it's like everybody is one team. When the Dolphins win the Super Bowl, and I asked this question on my Twitter feed just a few days ago, what are the Dolphins players going to do? The most popular response was wake up. Because it's like a dream, you know, we won the Super Bowl, or turn off the PlayStation, something to that extent. But in all seriousness, like the Heat, they've won titles. The Marlins, they won two titles, believe it or not. Most people don't even remember that, but yes, the Miami Marlins, or then Florida Marlins, have two World Series titles. They have parades, they have celebrations, they go to a nightclub, but they don't do anything like these Florida Panthers players have done, like the entire organization has done. It just feels so different. And not only is it different, it's special. That connection that fans have is so special. We've had the last 3 months, April, May, and June, where I have come on here every day, and I'm not complaining. Trust me. I would love for this to go on and on and on and on and have this every single day, where I'm talking about one of our teams winning, doing so well, progressing come playoff time, going on this playoff run, and then winning a championship. Back in the day, you can go back 4 or 5 years ago, Panther season would end in April, and then it's on to football talk. April, you still had some Marlins because the season was just starting, so they weren't 20 games back yet. But then eventually they get there, and then May, you're just waiting for football to start. June, you're waiting for football to start. July, you're waiting for football to start, but at least you got training camp. August, you got training camp and fake football games. You're just waiting for real football to start. And then we have September. But recently, we've had hockey in April, meaningful hockey. We've had extremely meaningful hockey in May, and the most meaningful hockey you can get in June. We've had that the past 3 years. I hope that's the new normal. I haven't said the new normal since 2020, which some things turned into the new normal. I really hope this has turned into the new normal here in South Florida. Not only because I enjoy the Panthers and I enjoy hockey and I love every single minute of going to games and everything, but for show purposes, I would love to talk hockey all April, all May, and almost all June. But now, it's June 23rd. Hockey is over. When you've got the parade, that's when the season officially ends. I know the off season is here, and the Panthers do have to make some deals, but I trust Bill Zito, and I'll get into that in a little bit. The Panthers deserve at least one more segment after that parade yesterday. I told you I didn't go to the parade. I had actually just flown in. I still could have made it. But I went to Costa Rica for 2 nights, and all I did there was eat at the best restaurant, Lemon Zest. I ate there 2 consecutive nights, and I played poker, and that was it. I flew out at 6 a.m. yesterday, landed at MIA before 11 a.m., watched the parade at home on television. I got my poker tournament tomorrow night at the Hard Rock. Almost $100,000 will be in that prize pool. It's going to be huge. There's a $50,000 minimum, but I'm sure we're going to get close to about $100,000 up for grabs. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll do my show from the Hard Rock tomorrow. I've got my close friends on Instagram who are doing very well with everything I'm posting. I post all of my wagers from Hard Rock Bet, all of my exclusive content my close friends get to see. If you are not a close friend yet, send me a DM on Instagram and I will tell you how you can become one, because they've had a very, very, very good month and they had a very good May. Hopefully, we will all have a very good July. There's no guarantees, but my percentage since May 1st is about 70%, which is nuts. 70% winners. And my winners average, at least in June, have averaged plus 120. Anybody could say, actually, nobody really can say this because it doesn't happen. Oh, I hit it 70%. Maybe you could hit it 70% if you're playing huge favorites at like minus 500. Maybe you could hit 70%. My average win is plus 120. It's a dog. So if you want to inquire about how to become a close friend of mine on Instagram, like I said, send me a DM. Just search my name on IG. Send me a DM. Hey, how do I become a close friend? I heard you talk about it on the air, and I will give you all of the details. So my next question, as I've been talking almost 10 minutes now, doesn't really feel like it, But it does feel to me like hockey season is over and we don't have any meaningful games going on, because you could kind of sense I'm not like super excited about something. I'm excited about my poker tournament tomorrow night. But when you go from a Stanley Cup final game where your team has the series lead, and then you have a parade, and then you're like, okay, where do we go from here? How do you go from all the way at the top to just like back in the middle? We're not at the bottom. We're nowhere near the bottom. It's just like the middle here. How do you handle the emotion of being so high? And now some of you could answer that in a different way. When I say, how do you go from the emotion of being so high? But I'm talking about with your team, not with whatever you might be taking or smoking or something like that. Maybe it's the same. I don't know. I don't do any of that. But we're on this like mega high, and now it's, okay, we don't have any games. We have the Marlins playing, but the Marlins aren't good. I know they beat the Braves and they won the series, but it's not the World Series. It's just a 3 or 4 game series that the Marlins play. Sometimes a 2 game series, and that's it. Those are the only series that the Marlins can win nowadays or have a chance of winning. So they got regular season games going on. We go from Stanley Cup final game 6, the Panthers hoist the Stanley Cup, to, okay, the Marlins, they're headed to the West Coast. It just, see, I like it when you guys tune in to me like you are right now, and you get a sense of how things are in South Florida. The past few months, there was so much excitement. And you guys were in that hype. And I don't just make that up. I don't come on here and be like, oh yeah, I'm so hyped up, and I'm really not hyped up. It's all natural. I mean, sometimes there is a Monster or a Celsius involved, but really, it's all me. It's all natural. I'm not faking anything. You know, on this show, I'm always all about
honesty.
All of the time. So now, I can't sit here on this Monday and be all hyped up and revved up because we got no games. We got the Marlins, and that's all we've got. So this is like a toned down period where we all kind of tone everything down. We go back to regular life, how things kind of normally are. Where we're not all excited about, oh, we got a game tomorrow, I can't wait, you know, what do you think's going to happen? We go from that to, all right, things are kind of back to normal. Now, for some of you, that's great. For some of you, that's not. Going back to normal life, maybe you don't like your normal life because, I don't know, maybe somebody's in it, you don't want it. I have no idea. I just gather these thoughts through what people tell me when they see me. Like tomorrow night at my poker tournament, I'm sure some of you will come up to me and be like, you normally are. Slater, hey, it's nice to meet you. Yeah, you know, I wish I could go here and there, but, you know, I got somebody hiding my passport in the drawer. They got it all locked up. And then you're telling your significant other next to you right now, baby, that's not me. Trust me, I'm not the one that came up to him. I love you. It's not me. I couldn't be happier. That's what you're saying right now if you're tuned in and your significant other is next to you. I know how that goes, but it's okay. You got to do what you got to do. Some of you count down years, you know, till kids turn 18. I've heard every story. I'm not involved in those stories, but I have heard every story. I just want to know what the next story here on the show is going to be. Like I said, the Marlins took 2 out of 3 from the Atlanta Braves. Maybe the Marlins will get hot and they'll turn into a story, give us something to talk about until football arrives. I would love for that to happen. It wasn't all that long ago I went to Philadelphia. The Marlins were in the wild card series against the Phillies. Let the Marlins get hot. Let them become a big story in South Florida. I would love to go to more Marlins games. I was there last week and they actually had a decent crowd, but it was mainly Phillies fans. But I just wonder, aside from if the Marlins get hot, which chances are that probably won't be the case, what's the next big topic in South Florida sports going to be? Until we get to football season, what is that topic going to be? What's going to happen? We got a lot of teams. We've got a lot of events here. We know that the sports calendar is a year-round thing because of news and transactions. I know we could have had a big story today. I could have joined you this afternoon and been like, all right, we had the Panthers parade, but I am leading off with the Miami Heat got Kevin Durant. But unfortunately, that's not the case because the Houston Rockets got Kevin Durant. I had some Heat fans tell me they're happy Kevin Durant didn't go to the Heat because he's old, he's washed. Look at the Miami Heat, and I'm not officially starting yet with them. I'll get to it in a little while. But if you're part of the group of people who believe it's a good thing the Heat didn't get KD, do you like what you have seen from this Miami Heat team lately? Because I certainly don't. It's all about getting to the play-in tournament. Come on. I don't know what the Miami Heat are going to do. And I'm not talking about just with one or two player transactions. I don't know what they're going to do organizationally. Because something has got to change. What's going on right now in Heat culture and all that, I don't want to get into it yet. I'm just going to back off a little bit because I got to include that as part of the show and not part of just my open. But the show, it does have to start. However, it can't until the hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
Before we turn into a basketball off-season town, which will probably happen on tomorrow's show, I need to once again say that South Florida, we're a hockey town. The old we got six fan jokes, all of that, it should be dead because that's just a joke itself. It's not only a hockey town, South Florida. I'm not claiming that, oh yeah, this isn't a football town. It's not a basketball town. We are a football town. If the Dolphins ever did anything, it would be bigger than anything we've seen, including Miami Heat titles with the Big Three. But when you have a celebration like you probably saw or attended yesterday, where it feels like 100-something degrees outside, you got blazing heat, but fans are still lined up for blocks and blocks and hours. That is dedication. South Florida didn't start out as a hockey town. They had the year of the rat. People thought, okay, look at this. The Panthers are in the Stanley Cup final. They're taking on Colorado. You're getting on the Metrorail. You're getting off at Overtown Arena. I think that's what it was called back in 96, whatever the stop was. And we all thought, okay, this is going to take over South Florida. It's all about hockey. It didn't. The Panthers got swept. They made it to the playoffs the following year, lost in the first round, I believe, to the New York Rangers. And the reason hockey never took off after that, it was because of incompetence. The Panthers went 25 years without winning a playoff series. I know that sounds extremely familiar to Dolphins fans. We don't have a series in football. We just have one game, which may make it even worse. Because the Miami Dolphins haven't won a playoff game in the same amount of time, 25 years. When that happened for the Florida Panthers, they lost a lot of fans. The Dolphins not winning for 25 years, you're not going to lose as many fans because think about it. Out of the four major sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey. Hockey has always been the bottom one. It's been number four. So if you're number four and you're not winning, you're losing for 25 consecutive years. You do not win a playoff series for 25 consecutive years and you're number four, you're going to lose a lot of people. With the Dolphins, they've been losing for 25 years. Not having a playoff win in 25 seasons is incredible. 25 straight seasons, no playoff wins. But football's number one. The Dolphins really don't lose fans. Maybe they lose some season ticket holders over the years, but they're not really losing fans. The Panthers, they lost a lot. I used to have season tickets. I didn't care that I could go in as a member of the media. I wanted to go in as a fan. I didn't want to sit in a press box. I wanted to sit in a seat. I wanted to cheer. I didn't want to have to act all professional. I wanted to be a true fan. And when the Panthers went to the arena in Sunrise, I still had my season tickets. But then I said, enough is enough. I can't spend any more money on this team. It's just not worth it. I'm seeing a lousy product. So I would still watch Panthers games. I would still follow them. But I wasn't going to give them any more of my money. I wasn't going to give them a check or whatever it was back then. I think it was a check to continue to get a bad product where you could walk in at the time to a Miami Subs, which I don't even think is around anymore. You'd be able to walk in and there'd be vouchers, like 500 vouchers for two free Panthers tickets. And here I am receiving an invoice. Everyone else, they're just going for free. I said, no more of this. And then everything changed. But it wasn't until recently. Look at what they've done just over the past 3 years. Look at what they have built. The success on the ice, the relationship between the fans and the players, the work in the community by the players, Sam Bennett going to the Humane Society, Barkov going to Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital. All of that, along with winning, it matters. And what you saw yesterday, it was the community giving it to the Panthers and the Panthers giving it right back. The chance, the love for the players, the knowledge. We are a hockey town. And the biggest reason this is now a hockey town, I think it's the kids. The Florida Panthers have had a big enough stretch of success now where they've built something. There's a history of winning. And now you have all of these youngsters, some of your kids, who are now growing up. And they're knowing that the Panthers are successful. And that makes fans. When I was growing up, we didn't have hockey. The Tampa Bay Lightning first came into existence. And then it was the Florida Panthers. But at that time, I was already in my late teens. To be able to grow up now, be 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, and see a successful franchise, see so much celebrating, now that's in you, that's in your kids. And they're going to grow up and always love hockey. There's a lot of people. You could look at the Dolphins. Kids have grown up. They haven't seen any success with them. They haven't seen one playoff victory. You could be 25 years old right now. You've never seen one. That's kind of sad. But when you succeed, you build a fan base. The Panthers now have so many fans. So many kids are into this. They're going to grow up. They're going to be forever Panthers fans. They're not going to have a parent that says, hey, you know, we're Rangers fans because I'm from New York. You're going to be a Rangers fan or a Bruins fan because I'm from Boston. That's what's happened for so many years. The parent will be like, okay, you're a fan of this team because that's my team and we do really well. No, you're in South Florida. You're young. The Panthers are a very good franchise. They are the best franchise in the National Hockey League. They have been to three straight Stanley Cup finals now. It's incredible. That puts an imprint on youngsters. It puts memories in their head. And that is what makes fans. Look at the Miami Heat. Look at what they did during the Big Three era. That was enough to build a foundation of people who grew up Heat fans. They grew up knowing winning. That's not even just here in South Florida. That's Heat Nation around the world. That time of success, having sustained success over a 4 or 5 year period, it means so much because you build a fan base. If you talk to somebody in their 60s or 70s, I'm sure they'll remember a time where, hey, this was Dolphins town. The Dolphins ruled everything. They remember going to the Orange Bowl for games. They remember watching win after win after win. It's just crazy how I talk about this and everything is so spread out. The Miami Dolphins, they were dominant in the early 70s. The Canes, they were dominant in the 80s. The Heat, they were dominant 2012, 13, 14, that area. The Panthers, they're dominant now, 22, 23, 24, 25. That's just the way it's worked out. The Marlins, even they were, well, the Marlins weren't dominant for a period of time. It's like they were just buying championships, 97 and 2003. But in between, I mean, 98 was horrendous. I always said that as a fan, if you told me, and this isn't the case with the Panthers. The Panthers, this is sustained success. This is building something. But if you told a fan, as an owner, I am going to do everything in my power to win this year, to win a championship. I'm buying everybody. We're going to go lights out. But when this season's over and we win, I got to get rid of everyone. Would you take it? I think you would. Dolphins fans would. If you get the best player at every position, whatever it takes, and you know it's only going to be 1 year, would you do it? You would. Because you want to see the Dolphins win the Super Bowl. The Marlins, they did it in 97. If they would have warned their fans, hey, we're going to get rid of everybody after this year, maybe they wouldn't have been so ticked off. They would have accepted it. But you're not warned about that. It just happens. Dolphins fans right now, though, you would take anything. You see the celebration the Panthers had last season and then yesterday? Oh, my gosh. That's why I asked the question. What will the Dolphins players do when they win the Super Bowl? But what about Dolphins fans? What would you do? For now, all you could do is dream. Now the Florida Panthers talk has shifted to a three-peat. Could the Florida Panthers win three in a row? That would mean they would make the Stanley Cup final 4 consecutive seasons. Remember the Miami Heat? They made the NBA Finals 4 straight years with the Big Three. They lost the first one. They won the next two, and then they lost the last one, and then LeBron left. I always thought if the Heat had won 3 in a row, if they won that last one, LeBron would have stayed. Because then you're talking about the marketability. LeBron, obviously, marketable no matter what. But to have 3 in a row, and then who knows, 4 in a row, you just keep going and going and going. I mean, LeBron said it himself when he popped up out on the stage.
Not 2, not 3, not 4, not 5, not 6, not 7.
But once they lost that last one, it's like, okay, let me go build something else. And LeBron was out. The Florida Panthers, they've been in the Stanley Cup final three straight seasons. They lost the first one. That was to Vegas. They won last year, and they won this year. Will they make it next year? And if they do, will they win it again? It's not so easy. This is so difficult. And that's why you really got to take in and savor all of these moments, because you never even know when you're going to get back again. But it feels like this team is so deep and so much better than anyone else in the league. What they did to Boston for two straight years, and then what they did to Toronto this season, game seven in their place, just a complete beatdown. Game five in Edmonton, where the Oilers have a chance to go up in the series 3-2, and the Panthers just spanked them and then won it in six. The Panthers have such a good foundation. They've got a great roster. Of course, there's going to be changes, but they've got an outstanding coach. I never thought I would say that 3 years ago. I said the complete opposite. Paul Maurice is perfect for this job. Works so great with Bill Zito. Zito's the best general manager in the game. And this is Florida. This isn't anywhere in Canada. Even though the Panthers have everything working for them, it's just still so difficult, and it's such a long road. You play so many games, and then you got to have a little luck on your side too. The luck's got to go in your favor. Sergei Bobrovsky, he's been unbelievable. How long can he stay unbelievable? Because without Bob this year, they don't win. Without making that move for Brad Marchand, maybe they don't win. Without Sam Bennett, they're not going to win. He wound up winning the Conn Smythe. So they've been to the Stanley Cup final three straight years. Yes, they could make it four straight seasons. That's what everybody is going to be looking for. Not just to make it, but to win and three-peat. Yesterday, there wasn't as much cursing as we had last season. There were still some pretty strong words. Sam Bennett, he probably had the moment of everything on the stage. He basically set up saying, everyone says we're so dirty. I know the Wall Street Journal, he didn't mention it, but they called the Panthers dirtbags. And he said, I want to take this moment to apologize to F no one, because we're back-to-back champs. And the crowd went wild. It was such a cool moment. And he has sort of hinted again and again about staying eight more years. When the Panthers go into free agency, keeping Sam Bennett, that is number one. Like, that is 100% job number one. You got to keep him. 15 goals during the Stanley Cup playoff run. One of the hearts of the team. Ticks off opponents. He is so important to what this Florida Panthers team does. So that's decision number one. And it may have already been decided. And then the other two big decisions, Brad Marchand and Aaron Ekblad. Are they going to be able to afford all three of them? I think Ekblad would have to take a lot less. Maybe he will. If one of them, if you got to say, okay, one of them has to walk, that's a tough choice. You don't want any of them to walk. Brad Marchand has been so great with this team, such a personality, so key in this playoff run. Ekblad, I mean, if you got to make a choice, I really don't know. The only thing I do know, in Bill Zito, I trust, and that's what it should be. In Bill Zito, we all trust. Zito built this dynasty, or dynasty in the making, and nobody wants to preserve it more than he does. He knows what's out there. He knows the contract situations. Let's see what Bill Zito does, and whatever it is, I'm going to believe it was the correct decision. Because I can't think of a decision he's made where it's like, my gosh, yeah, that was not good. They've been in the Stanley Cup final three straight years. They've won back-to-back titles. Every decision he has made has been fantastic. Bill Zito is the best in the business. And it may not just be in hockey. I'm not going to sit here and compare GMs in all sports. But how could you argue about anything Bill Zito has done? Yesterday, in the middle of the Panthers parade, you got guys drinking beers. You got fans drinking beers. You got people smoking stogies. And then the news comes out. Here's all this greatness the Panthers have done. But what about the Miami Heat? Kevin Durant gets traded, but it's not to Miami. Everything going so great with the Florida Panthers, hitting on everything. And the Miami Heat, it's just like strikeout after strikeout, which is good if you're a pitcher, but the Miami Heat, they're not pitching here. They're at the plate, and it's one strikeout after another. Why do the Miami Heat keep whiffing? And this is a big whiff. It's a stinker. I'll get to that next. Kevin Durant going to the Houston Rockets. That doesn't sound as exciting for us in South Florida as the Miami Heat get KD. Wow, look at what this Heat team's going to be. No. Again, the Miami Heat whiff. And I don't know how many times they've struck out just solely trying to get Kevin Durant. One of the greatest scorers ever in the sport of basketball. He wanted to come to Miami, supposedly. And again, the Miami Heat can't seal the deal. I don't know how many times you could strike out on one person. I mean, some of you might think of that in another way. You keep trying and trying and trying, but you just can't get the job done. At some point, you got to consider who's trying to close that deal. And now there seems to be all of this chatter trying to put blame on someone. Maybe the blame isn't on Riley. Maybe it's not on Mickey Arison. Maybe it's on his son, Nick Arison, how he's more involved. But look at what's going on with the Miami Heat. I know they were in the NBA Finals just a few years ago. They lost to Denver. It was an incredible run. But look at where they are with this roster and what we're seeing on the floor. The Heat's offer to get KD, from what I see online, it was hideous. I mean, it's like an offer I send out in my fantasy baseball league just to try to get someone who's not paying attention. Like, okay, I'm going to give you five players that are meh, and I want your star. So the Miami Heat, they did not match anything close to what Houston had to offer. I don't know if this has to do in the end with money. I don't really know how much it has to do with saying, all right, we're not giving up Khalil Ware. If that is the case, I hope he turns into a dang all-star. If the Miami Heat couldn't land a future Hall of Famer because they liked one season of Ware, where, yeah, he showed flashes of talent, but come on. All the guys that were mentioned in that deal that the Heat were offering, Jaime Hawkins Jr., Haywood, Highsmith, Ware, all of these guys have shown something, but we're talking about Kevin Durant. I know he's older, but he's still someone who could score 26 points a game. You look at the Miami Heat's offense, and it's just like, meh, for a while now. I think their offensive ranking in the league is somewhere in the 20s. KD's a premier scorer. To me, you got to get him. You got to do something different. The Miami Heat, they missed yet again. So what's plan B going to be now? Don't tell me it's DeMar DeRozan. The Miami Heat don't need mid-range bank shots. Not when you could have got KD. But apparently they wanted to keep Ware. They didn't want to give him up. And if you're frustrated as a Heat fan, I feel you. I personally agree with you. Maybe you're happy they didn't get KD because you think he's too old and it's a deal that wouldn't have made sense. I won't agree with that. You never want to miss out on a player that you want and wants to come play for you. And the timing of this is probably terrible, because here you have the Panthers celebrating all of this winning going on, and at the same exact time, while the parade is happening, while they're celebrating on stage, the Miami Heat, they failed to get KD. They wanted him, and he wanted Miami, but you couldn't get a deal done. The NBA draft is just a couple days away. What are the Miami Heat going to do? Is that going to get Heat fans excited? Something that happens in this draft? 2 days before the draft or 3 days before the draft, the Miami Heat could have had Kevin Durant. They had the opportunity, but once again,
you blew it!
They miss out on a superstar. They don't get KD because they wanted to keep KW. I know everybody loves a W, but is KW better than getting KD? I know I love W's. I want a W tomorrow night in my poker tournament. The Slater Scoops Poker Tournament at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. A minimum of $50,000 will be in the prize pool. I think it's going to approach almost $100,000, and it's only $250 to buy in. You do not want to miss it. The tournament begins tomorrow night at 6 p.m. You have until 9:30 p.m. to register. If you can get there early, I highly suggest it, because there's going to be a lot of people, probably about 500 players in the tournament. So it's best if you could be one of the first ones to get in. Plus, if you knock me out of the tournament, I am going to give you two VIP seats with food and drink included to go see any Marlins game you want. And hey, the Yankees will be here in about a month and a half. That's courtesy of the Workers' Comp Legal Center at 1-800-ALL-COMP. Be there tomorrow night. Let's hang out. Let's play cards. $50,000 guaranteed in the prize pool. I'm sure it'll get a lot higher than that. It's the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament tomorrow night at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. The Florida Panthers yesterday celebrating confetti, beer, just great times in Fort Lauderdale with Florida Panthers fans. And then all at the same time, Miami Heat fans are thinking,
oh no, we suck again,
because they miss out on KD. I had some long segments today, especially the first one, so I got to keep this one short. But you better believe tomorrow I'll talk much more about the state of the Miami Heat. What are they going to do? That's all the time I got for this Monday afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.